Dreamscape presents The One Night Stand Next Door by Emma Hart. Narrated by Avery Reed. Chapter 1. I didn't understand apartment building parties. In fact, until I moved into my new apartment 8 months ago, my only experience of them was that episode of Friends where Ross pissed off all his neighbors. Now, I was getting ready for my third party. I was starting to think I'd moved into the wrong building. I wasn't really a party person. Not that I didn't go to parties. I did, like once a year, and usually only for half an hour before I made an excuse and left. I didn't know if it was because I was an introvert by nature, or because when I was a child, my staunchly Catholic grandmother drilled into me that only hookers, pimps, and drug addicts went to parties. Probably a mix of both. She was a delightful woman, really. Just don't go, my best friend Victoria said. I picked up my phone and looked at the screen. I wish I could get out of it, Tori, but Vincent has knocked on my door 4 times in the last week to make sure I'm going. She waved her hand. Vincent is 83. He'll forget you never showed. It's his party, I reminded her, grabbing my hairbrush. His birthday party, and his forgetting is why he came over 4 times. I adjusted my phone so it was standing on my dresser so I could finish getting ready and still talk with her. Oh, so it's nothing to do with Kai then? My cheeks flushed at the mention of my hot neighbor. Absolutely not. Kai is my neighbor, and I'm not even sure he's interested in me like that. Seriously, Ivy? When we saw him last week, he practically undressed you with his eyes and fucked you on the stairs. Tori! It's true, she laughed, reaching up to twist her long black hair into a messy bun. He totally wants you. Okay, we're not having this conversation. I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend. No, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
How do you know?
I saw him in the grocery store and asked him. I sighed.
Of course you did. She grinned.
You're welcome, by the way. You know you won't stay long at the party, so why don't you just leave with him instead?
Okay, goodbye.
I leaned forward and hung up before she could go any further. I wasn't going to talk about Kai to her. Yes, I had a crush on my unfairly sexy neighbor. Yes, I kind of wanted to climb him like a tree and ride him like a bull. Yes, I'd had more than one dirty dream about him since I'd moved in. But that didn't mean anything would happen, because despite what Tori said, I wasn't sure Kai was interested at all. Also, sleeping with your neighbor was never going to end well. For anyone. My phone buzzed and I tapped the text message that came.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?